Okay, good evening, everybody. For this week, Parshas Shoftim, we'll discuss a very, very broad and important subject, Mitzvahs in the Rabbanan, why are rabbinic laws binding? That's what I entitled the shiur. Let me state at the outset that this is a very, very broad subject, and one can spend much more than one shiur on this topic. I'm going to try and give just some general concepts, which I think we should be aware of. And but again, there's a lot more room to explore and to delve into in an even greater depth than we have over here. So here in Parsha Shoftim, in Dvarim Perek Yud Zayin, starting in Potzer Ches, we have a statement, Ki polem im chol dobar l'mishpat bein dom l'dom, bein din l'dino bein neger l'neger, divei rivas b'sharecha. If you have some sort of a question in law, bein dom l'dom, the Vilna Gaon points out, these are three different areas of halacha, bein dom l'dom, bein din l'dino bein neger l'neger. Bein dom l'dom means, dam, let's say, nida. You have to worry. Is it, you have to find out. Is this nida dam or it's not nida dam? So that's an example of the realm of halacha called isser v'heter, asur mutter. Okay, ben nega la nega. That's the realm of halacha called tuma, right? The tuma is a nega tzaraz, not a nega tzaraz. And what I skip, ben din ladin means din emominus, right? Monetary questions. So these are distinct areas of halacha, or dibe ribos bisharecha, any other quarrels between people and so on. So the kamto release of Makom Shivcha Hashem Kechabo, you go to the place Hashem has chosen. Pasuk tes uvas al kohanim alavim al shofer shayu bayamim ahem. You go to the kohanim and to the judges, and the rabbinic leaders of the time, right? The rashi v'gilachas to mishpat. They'll look into it and they'll tell you what the halacha is. And now the important pasuk yud v'asisal piadorei shagidu lecha. You have to act in accordance with what they tell you. You have to follow their psak halacha, their horah, their directive. On the basis of the Torah, the horah, the psak, the halachic directive that they present, that's what you have to do. And the famous phrase that ends Pasuk Yudalev, Lo sosim in adovar shiito agidu l'chayom in ismol. You should not veer or stray or deviate from what they tell you, either left or either right or left, follow what they tell you. And then the pasuk yibayis va'isha shayas v'don l'vilti shmal akoyin amid l'shor hashom shmal kechol l'shofei. Somebody who intentionally doesn't listen. So it said that's what we call a zakein mamre. It says a meisa yisho. A person is put to death for that. We atar am yisrael v'chol yisholam yishmal v'yirov alayzin od. So that's the psukim here in Parsha Shoftim. So the Torah is telling us, according to the simple reading of these psukim, that we are bound, we are required. The rabbinic laws, rabbinic rulings are binding. We have to listen to them, and we're not allowed to deviate either right or to the left. Now, the Sifrei over here in Parsha Shoftim, Piska Kuf Nun Dalet, in Source 2, says there's a difference still between the Torah and what they say, because Al Divrei Torah Chayav Misa Vein Chayav Misa Al Divrei Sofrim. We can execute somebody's put to death for violating a law from the Torah sometimes, but not for violating rabbinic law. Okay, but that's not what I want to go into now, because we'll see there's some conflicting sources. But the second half of that sifrei says, there's a mitzvah saseh to taka do what the rabbanan tell us, and lo sas medavar sheir yilecha, that's mitzvah lo saseh. So the sifrei is telling us there is both a mitzvah saseh and a mitzvah lo saseh implied in this pasuk. One is that's a mitzvah to say. Lo saser, that's a mitzvah lo saser. In a different collection of midrashim called Midrash Tanoim, on this pasuk in Dvarim, Perek Yud Zayin, pasuk Yud Aleph, so look at source number 3. Dovaracha al piatar sheirucha, etc. Al mishpat sheirucha taseh, zumat taseh. And he says, b'chol mitzvah, lishma alahen. What is the mitzvah say? To listen to what they tell you. Afilu b'gzeros v'takonos. That's an important phrase. Even when they legislate a decree or they institute some sort of obligation. Shariu omar al piatar shirucha elu gzeros v'taros v'namin hagos. Shayora behen l'rabim kedei l'chazek hadas v'sakena olam. These are things which the rabbis initiate or institute. Gzeros and takonos. Gzeros means things we're not allowed to do. Takonos, things we have to do. And other hanhagos, other practices which they introduce, and they paskin that this is what we have to do, because that strengthens our religion and helps repair the world and so on. That is what we're obligated to according to this Medrash Tanoim. Very, very important idea, which we're going to come back to in just a moment. Finally, just in terms of the introduction, so the Medrash Tanchuma, back in Parshas Noso, happens to talk about Hanukkah, because Hanukkah is a perfect example of a takon mid'rabbanan. Right? Hanukkah is not mentioned anywhere in the Torah. It didn't happen yet. Okay, so the whole idea of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah is something which is on the Rabbanon. So the Medrash Tanchum in Parshas Noso in Simon Chof Tes 4, Source 4, says, Lo Yomar Adam Eini Mikai Mitzvah Zekenim Hova Enam in HaTorah. A person does not have the right to say, well, I'm not going to listen to what the rabbis doesn't say it's on the Torah. I'll do what it says in the Torah, but I'm not going to listen to what the rabbis tell us. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bonai Eina Tem Rishon Lomar Kach. You can't say that. Whatever they say, whatever they institute, you have to listen to. Shenemar, our pasuk again. So again, this source also tells us that when the rabbis institute something, again, talking about there about Hanukkah, but in general, when the rabbis institute, you can't say, well, it's only from the rabbi. I'll follow what the Torah says. Don't bother me with what the rabbanon say. No, you're not allowed to take that attitude. So the Gemara says in Brachas, in Source 5, Yud Testament base, the Gemara says, Amar Kana. Somebody important said this, don't make fun of it. Kol mili drabanon asmechinu alav delo sosar. Everything which Rabbanon legislated is based upon this law of low saucer, since the Torah tells us we can't deviate, we're not supposed to deviate from what Chazal tell us, what their psak halacha is. So every drabanon, that's the Gemara seems to be implying, every drabanon is sort of based on low saucer. You follow? That's what the Gemara says. Kol mil drabanon asmechinu alav delo sosar. Right? They rely on the fact that there's a pasuk lo saucer. So everything which the Rabbanon say really boils down to lo saucer. We have to observe because we're not allowed to deviate from what they tell us. Now, in a similar vein, the Gemara says in Yevam, Estav Chofam and Aleph, Source 6, Amar Baye, Mitzvah Lishmoa Direi Chachamim. There is a mitzvah to listen to the words, the rulings of the Chachamim, the Yushalmi. And that same Sugi Yevamos, it's Perk Beis Halacha Dalad Yushalmi, Source 7, says that step further even. Mitzvah min HaTorah Lishma Divrei Sofrim. Lest you think that when a Bayi says mitzvah, you know, sometimes we use the word mitzvah loosely. Like we tell a kid, it's a mitzvah, you know, go do this, a mitzvah. Chap a mitzvah, you know, there's some song like that. Chap another mitzvah, some song in Yiddish, I think, right, that's popular nowadays. Do another mitzvah, chap another mitzvah. Okay, we use the term loosely, but so Abaye says in Source 6, in Moran Yevomis, Chaf Manalav, Omar Abaye, mitzvah lishmo al divrei chachamim. The Yushalmi clarifies, mitzvah min HaTorah lishmo al divrei sofrim. Sofrim is another word for the chachamim. Sofrim nowadays means a scribe who writes his Sefer Torah, but Sofrim means the Chachamim, like Ezra is called Ezra HaSofer. Right? Anyway, so it's a mitzvah in HaTorah. There's a mitzvah in HaTorah to listen to what the Chachamim say. And therefore, what's the mitzvah in HaTorah exactly? So, but the commentaries in the Rishalmi, there in Parak Beis of Yevamos, Halach HaDalad, both the Korban HaEid and Source 8, Taimosh and Source 9, both of them say, right, the Korban HaEid and Mitzvah in HaTorah, Mitzvah in HaTorah, where is it? Dechsiv Lo Sasser, our Pasuk. Right, Pasuk Kedalef here in Parak Zayin of Dvarim, here in Parsha Shoftim, Lo Saser. That's the mitzvah. That's how the Pei Moshe says also. Okay, so in other words, there basically the simple reading we have so far is that the prohibition or the mitzvah of Lo Saser, right, that appears here in Parsha Shoftim is telling us that's a mitzvah. We have to listen to what the Chachamim tell us. So it's interesting, just to today it's Rosh Chodesh Elul, so just a month from now, Shloshim Yom before Rosh Hashanah. So just to look at an example from the one example relating to Tkiyah Shofar, okay, that we're all familiar with. The Gemara has in Rosh Hashanah the bottom of Tes Zanam Aleph, going over to Tes Zanam Beis, Source 10. It says Amar B'Yitzchak Loma Tokin B'Rosh Hashanah. Why do we blow the shofar in Rosh Hashanah? So the Gemara says, what kind of question is that? Loma token, Rachmona Matiko, the mitzvah in the Torah. What kind of question is that? Why do we blow shofar? So then the Gemara said, that's not what he meant. Ela Lama Marian, why do we blow a trua? That was Tekia, why do we blow trua? The Gemara says, what do you mean? Marian, Rachmona Mazichon trua. The word trua also appears in the Torah. It's also, what are you talking about? What's the question? So rather, the Gemara means as follows. The Gemara says, what the question was is as follows. Ela Lama token of Marian Kishen Yoshvin, and on the top of Tazana base, the token of Kishen Omdin. We actually blow the shofar. We have two series. Actually, we have more, but there are two principal series of Tkiyah Shofar, right? There's the Tkiyah Shofar that we blow prior to Musaf, right? Right after the Haftarah. The first 30 kolos, right? The first 30 kolos. We make the brachas, and then we say the tefillah and so on, and then we say we blow 30 kolos. Those are called the Tkiyahs Demiyushav, Kishen Yoshin, because strictly speaking, other than the person who blows shofar himself, strictly speaking, it's okay to be seated for those Tkiyahs. Our practice is we stand anyways, but you can be seated. It's called the Tkiyahs Demiyushav. The second set of Tkiyah Shofar is during the Shmoneh Esrei. Now, some have it both during the Salon Shemazah and during the Chazor Shashat. That's the Nusl Svard and the Chassidim and so on. Svardim, they blow shofar in the Salon Shemazah as well as in the Chazor Shashat. By most Ashkenazim, we blow only during the Chazor Shashat. Okay, so, but then at the end, by the end, the very end of Davin, the Kaddish, at the end of davening, so we want to get it to a nice round number 100, so we blow some extra sounds. But anyway, the Gemara wants to know, what do we blow shofar twice for? Tkiyas d'miyushu. L'chora, once I blew shofar, those first 30 sounds, before Musaf, or before Hinani, but right after the Haftorah, l'chora, I'm done. So what do we blow again when we're standing in the Shemot Esrei? So Gemara gives that cryptic answer, k'dei la'arve v'asotan, right, at the very end of source 10, because it mixes up the sotan. How exactly mix up the Sutton and why he hasn't caught on after all these years. So that's we can figure out at a different time. Rashi says, what does it mean? Kedei la'arve v'asotan. Rashi and Tazan Reis, verse 11 says, Shalo yasne kishi yishma yisol mechaven es ha-mitzvah mistatmen var. It's we show we love this mitzvah so much. So that's going to sound, we're going to not only blow shofar, and now we'll blow shofar again, we'll blow so many sounds. It shows how much we're mechaviv, we treasure, we cherish this mitzvah so much. So that's going to shut the Sutton up. Okay. But Tosas, yes, a very practical halachic, a very nice idea. Kedei la'arve v'satan shkoyach. But Tosas, yes, a practical halachic question. Tosas, there in Rosh Hashanah, Tesan beizim laschol v'tokim. Source 12. Tosas, yes, what do you mean? Tema ha'kav mishum bal Tosif. Is this a problem about Tosif? We're not allowed to add to the mitzvah. If the mitzvah is to hear X number of sounds, so once I've heard those sounds, I'm done. So you can't add on. But in the very nice la'arve v'satan. But is it a problem about Tosif? Are Yotzei ready? Right? Are Yotzei ready? So, and he says, and don't tell me, he says, well, maybe since I'm Yotze already, so what's the difference what I do afterwards? He says, it's not true. You find the Gemara later on in Rosh Hashanah by Birchas Kohenim, okay, that a Kohen, after he finishes Duchen, shouldn't give another bracha. We mentioned this in the past, the whole question, sometimes the Kohen Duchens, and after Kohen Duchen is over, so he walks back to his seat, and goes, oh, Shkoyach, Shkoyach Kohen, right? He says, Baruch Tia, Baruch Tia, he's giving me a bracha. What do you mean? He already gave you a bracha. Isn't a problem about Tosif? But the truth is, Tosif says, if he would be called to a different minion, sometimes it happens. No, sometimes they have Ashkenazi minion and the other minion in the hallway doesn't have a coin, so the coin duchens the second time. So it's still the time for the mitzvah. Same thing about Tokeya, may blow shofar, but later on he said they want him to go to the hospital, to the nursing home, or something to blow again. So why isn't a problem about Tosif? So. It is still the time of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not totally done. So Tosef's answer in the third line of 12, the Yishlomar, he says, the ein shayach bal Tosef ba'asiyas mitzvah achas beis pomim. There's no concept of bal Tosef by doing the same mitzvah a second time. Bal Tosef means, you know, if I add something, okay, in other words, let's say a coin, in addition to the three psukim of Birchas Kohen, he puts in a fourth pasuk, right? Or in addition to taking a lulav and an esrog and hadas and rabbas, I also take a banana and I hold it in my hand. So that's a problem about Tosif. But to do the same mitzvah a second time is no problem. That's what Tosif says. So here, you blew shofar before Musaf, you blew shofar again during Musaf, not a problem. The Rashbo and his chidushim there in Rosh Hashanah Tazan, Aleph, source 13, Lama token. Okay, quotes Tosis. He quotes the kasha from Tosis. Okay, Hikshuba Tosis. And he says that... The Hamzal, third line of 13, the Hamzal, Tirtzu, the Loshach, Bal Tosif, Basiyas, HaMitzvah, Shtei Pomim. They said there's no Bal Tosif to do the same mitzvah twice. Okay? Birchas Kohanim, a Kohen Kaduchin several times a day. That's not Bal Tosif. Look in the fourth line. Ein Zeh Bal Tosif, Alim Kain Hosif, Bracha, Acheres, Mishalo, Kagon, Hashem, Lachem, Asechem, Yosef, Alechem. You know, there are other psukim in the Torah which convey Bracha, aside from the three psukim that we call Birchas Kohanim. There are plenty of other psukim in the Torah that convey a Bracha. The Kohen on his own decides to convey he's in a good mood. So instead of, after saying the three psukim of Birchas Kohanim, he wants to give the Tzibur even a bigger Bracha. So he adds a fourth. That's Bal Tosif, not an Ed. Okay? But to do the same mitzvah, like he says, the Rashbo says, if I took the lulav in the morning, I was in shul, I waved the lulav in Esek, then later on at home, I took it again. That's not Bal Tosif. I ate matzah at the Seder, later I have another piece. Later in the Seder, during the meal, I have another piece. That's not Bal Tosif. Okay? But the Rashbo gives a different teretz. That's the Tosif. The Rashbo gives a different teretz. He says, Mistabra lo kosher klal, maybe 3, 6, 7 lines from the top. The lo amar hasnik mishmal tosif lo mashu mosif midas atzmo. What is Bal Tosif? Bal Tosif is when you add something yourself. For example, you yourself, a Kohen himself, decides to incorporate a fourth bracha into Birchas Kohen. That's Bal Tosif. Aval, here's the key lines, 5 lines at the bottom. Aval masha omdu chachomim v'tiknu l'tzorech ein kan Bal Tosif. Who told us to blow the shofar both in the, what we call the Tkiyas the Miyushev before Musaf and during the Shmona Esrei? The Chachamim. So says the Rashpoor, that's not Baal Tosif. And what do you know? Look what he quotes. The Kvar Amra Torah, Pia Torah, Sheirucha. The Torah itself tells us to listen to what the Chacham said. See, that's not Baal Tosif. If the Chacham, they have to have a good reason. But if the Chacham have a reason for something, here are the reasons, La'ariv Vasotan, whatever that means. The Chacham have a reason, that's not a problem, Baal Tosif. That's the point, the Torah itself, the same Torah, that tells us you're not allowed to add to the mitzvahs. Baal Tosif tells you, yeah, but the Chachamim can legislate a mitzvah if they have a good reason for it, and that would not be a violation of Baal Tosif. That's what the Rashbo writes. That's what I thought. The Chacham said, you blow the shofar before the Shmoneh Esrei, and blow the shofar during the Shmoneh Esrei, whether just in the Chazor Shashatz or the Salam Shmoneh Esrei too, whatever the Minhagim are. But that was the Chacham instituted. And he says, V'teda, okay? And he brings a raya, and then he says, V'hu adin, then Baal Tigra. You know, the opposite of Baal Tosif, we can't detract from a mitzvah, we can't take away from a mitzvah either. So he mentioned something, I bring it up because it's relevant this year, okay? The Chacham, this year, for the first time, more than 10 years, Rosh Hashanah lands on Shabbos. The first day of Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos this year. So we're not going to blow the shofar. Who said? The Chachamim said. So says the, but what do you mean? The Torah says to blow shofar. Rosh Hashanah said, why isn't that Baal Tigra? Why isn't that taking away from it? The Torah says to blow shofar. And we're not going to blow the shofar on the first day of Rosh Hashanah this year. Why isn't that Baal Tigra? So he said, no. Because he says it's Litzorech. They had a good reason. They want to protect Shabbos because people are going to forget. They'll carry, and with not every town is an Arab and whatever else. So when the Chacham have a reason for something, that by definition is not Baal Tosif. And that's why that just hammers home. I just brought that in as a right. That hammers home this notion that the Chacham have this right to legislate their rulings or their mitzvahs. Their legislations are binding. Okay, and even to the point that it would not constitute a problem Baal Tosif. That's exactly, says the Rashba, what the Torah means by giving them the right to make legislation. That's not a problem Baal Tosif. If they say you're not allowed to do X, Y, and Z, or you have to do A, B, and C, that's by definition not Baal Tosif, because that's exactly what the Torah says. Al-Pia, you have to listen to them. They have that right. The Tosar Rosh in the beginning of Horius, Beis and Beis 14, also says, Kaman, Kagon, the other, he says, Kedixiv lo sosmen adovashi rimuzwa, right? That's mitzvah lishmo adivar chacham. So it's again, we saw it before in the commentaries in the Rishonim until later. But the Rashba says, the Tosar Rosh says that that's how the Rishonim learn this pasuk here in Parsha Shoftim in our Sedra. It's called lo sosar, and that gives the, that's why rabbinic laws are binding. Now, the implication of what we said so far is that in a certain sense then, any rabbinic law, any mitzvah d'rabbanan, indirectly is a law from the Torah. Right? Indirectly, it's not written in the Torah, but the Torah says, listen to the rabbanan. So it's every d'rabbanan indirectly is a d'oraisa. And the Rambam seems to say that. Look in 15, Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Saseh Kuf Ayin Dalet. The Rambam writes, Mitzvah Kuf Ayin Dalet, Shetzivonu Lishmo Elabezan HaGadol. We have to listen to the Bezan HaGadol. And the Rambam says, don't think that's only when they interpret something from the Torah or they explain a halacha l'moshe misinai. He says, "Ve'ein hevdel b'zeh bein hadavar shesbruhu or hadavar sheyotzi behekesh min hakeshim shatorah nidreshes b'hem." You know, we have 13 what they call hermeneutic principles, exegetical principles, which the Chacham write, Kavachom, Gzereshava, Binyanav. Those are all doraisas. So there, you certainly have to listen to the Rabbanan say. But he said it's anything they say, not just those things. Ain hevdel between that. Olafi inyan mein inyanam shei daitam shu yosher v'shebo chizuk l'Torah, or if something that the Rabbanan make up altogether. In other words, we shouldn't think, says the Rambam, someone might come to the conclusion that when it says lo sosar, we have to listen to the Rabbanan. It means when they explain what the Torah means. Okay, we know that tefillin have to be black. Who says tefillin have to be black? Doesn't say in the Chumash. The answer is halacha l'moshe misinai. Okay, and there are other things. How do we know, right? Halacha l'moshe misinai. So you can't have blue tefillin or striped tefillin or whatever. Might look nice, but it's a violation of halacha l'moshe misinai. Chacham tell us, part of the oral tradition, or something which they learned after Gzeirah Shavah. For example, the fact that the instrument used on Rosh Hashanah is a shofar. Who says the word shofar never appears in the Chumash in connection with Rosh Hashanah? Just as the word trua does. So it does appear in connection with, we call Yom Kippur Shal Yovel. Once every 50 years, a special service on Yom Kippur, they blew the shofar in the Yovel year, not relevant today. So there it does use the word shofar. So the Gemara, the Chazal, draw a connection between that shofar. It also says trua. Here it also says trua. Now that's not a din d'rabbanan. Nobody says to me, Midoraisa, you can use a trumpet or a French horn for shofar. It has to be a shofar. It has to be a ram's horn. Okay? The Rabbanan just showed that they extrapolated from the Psukim. So I might think, says the Rambam here in Mitzvah Sasei Kufay and Dalet, that that's when you have to listen to the Rabbanan. But the Rambam is very clear. He says, no, there's no difference between whether they're just explaining something in the Torah, they're expounding on something in the Torah, or anything which they themselves feel is important for Chizuk HaTorah. Hakol, two lines to the bottom, 15, Hakol Anu Chayovim, Lishmo Osvala Soso, everything we have to listen to them and so on. That's the mitzvah, he quotes that Sifrei, that's the mitzvah Sasei. And in mitzvah Shin Yud Beis, mitzvah Lo Sasei, Shin Yud Beis, he says also in 16, Shez Hiranu Nechalaka Be'akav, you can't go against them, right? That's Lo Soso, it's an Asei and a Lo Sasei. Same thing in the Sefer Chinuch, here in our Sedran Parsha Shoftim, 17, mitzvah Tof Tzadi Hei. He says, Lishmo Bekol Bezen HaGadol. You have to listen to Bezen HaGadol. And he says, whatever they say, but Asur Mutter V'Tomei V'Tor V'Chayev U'Potter. Everything which they say, U'Bekol Dover She'Roi Lahem Su Chizuk V'Tikin V'Tosainu. And everything they think, they determine, the Bezen HaGadol, the Chachamim determine, is necessary for the strengthening of our religion, that we have to listen to. And it doesn't make a difference, sounds like the Rambam. It doesn't make a difference when it's something that they extrapolate from the Torah or something that they come up. Ain hefresh b'zeh ben ador shirav mehem midaitam. We all have to listen to all of them. And the Sefer Chinuch also says it's a losas and 18, right? The mitzvah tov tzarivav here in Parshas Shoftim. Shenim nano malachok milachok abale kabbalah. We can't argue with them and so on. So certainly according to these Rishonim, certainly according to the Rambam, indirectly every mitzvah the Rabbanan is subsumed under the mitzvah deraisa of lo sasser. And the Rambam reiterates it in the Mishnah Torah. Hilchos mamrim parak alav alacha alav. First he talks about the importance of the Bezen HaGadol and Yushalayim, who they were. He calls them Iker Torah Shabbat Peh, they're the guardians of Torah Shabbat Peh, so to speak, Haim Amode Ha-Hora, the pillars of Ha-Hora, and from them all the rulings come, and so on, and anybody who is a Mamin B'Moshe Rabbeinu with Torah Chayav Lismoch, Ma'ase Ados Alein Lishon Alein. Anybody who believes in the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu has to follow what the Rabbanim say. That's what the Rabbanim says. And Allah Chabez, he says, Kol Misha Eino Seh Karosom, and who doesn't listen to their ruling, over below Saseh. And he says it doesn't matter. Echad dvarim shalamdu osam pi hashmua veim Torah Shabbat Peh, whether it's part of the oral tradition, which is the rise of Torah Shabbat Peh, or it's something which they learned from the Midos Shatan, the Dreshes Bohem. Okay? Or, and here's the key on the second line of Allah Chabez, Echad dvarim shasom siog la Torah. They made up a rabbinic fence around. They told us you can't, not only Torah, it says you can't eat red meat with dairy. They said you can't eat chicken with dairy either. They made it as a shog because people get mixed up. They think if you eat red meat with dairy, you can also eat chicken with dairy, right? Because it's similar. A lot of people eat chicken and meat together. And even chicken, as I said in the past, we call it meat, right? White meat, dark meat, we call it meat. So they leave people to mix up. That's a siog. And olufima shashor tzvicha, because it's necessary at that time. Ein agzeres v'atakonos. Kol echad v'echad me'el ha'shor shodvar mitzvah saseh l'shmolah. It's a mitzvah saseh to listen to even their decrees and their legislations and their restrictions and so on. So the Rambam is pretty clear that it's got to be that we have to follow Rabbanah no matter what. Then in Parak Dalav Vilchos Mamalacha Aleph in 20, he talks about someone who argues with the Bezin. It's called the Zakein Mamre. Okay, it's put to death. Okay, he rejects the right of the Rabbanan to legislate. Again, I don't want to go into Zakein Mamre, but the Rambam presents it over there. The Rambam is not a Das Yochid in this regard. The Rabbeinu Yonah in the Sefer Shari Tshuva, 21. Again, it's El, right? People learn the Shari Tshuva. This time he is on the Shari Tshuva. Rabbeinu Yonah, Shar Gimel, Oz Dalet. Right. Nischayavnu min ha-Torah lekabel takonos hanavim v'ashoftim v'lishmoa dibre chachamu lizor bigedrem shenemar lo sosa and so on. Like we're required min ha-Torah to listen to what they say. But the Ran, in one of his drushes, the Ran has a collection of drushes called Drush Ran and Drush Zion, also seems here to hold that way. He says the last line of 22 says Zeu Das Rambam. He's presenting the opinion of the Rambam. Looks like he agrees with it. He says v'nichlo b'lav zeh shnei dvarim. Okay, he says included in Lo Soso is two things. One, shenitzavinu leilech achar haskamosam b'mashi yaskimu b'achriu b'mishpat de'atorah. We have to follow how they interpret the Torah. You can't read the pasuk differently. Okay, ki on Torah v'tomei chayim apotu. V'asheni, shalom losom yasyog matakana shiskol alein alasom syog latorah. We can't veer away. We can't deviate from their prohibitions also. And therefore, lefichach, look what he says. He says it directly. The second line of 22, the Ran. Drush Zayin. Lefichach kol over mehashvusin. The Shavuos are rabbinic legislations relating to Shabbos and Yontev. Anyone who violates a Shavuos over below Sasemen HaTorah, it violates a low Sasemen HaTorah. Even though the actual Shavuos, the actual decree regarding Shabbos are Dinder Rabbanan, but you violated a law of Doraisa. Okay? Now, you'll wonder, says the Ran briefly, but don't we have leniencies by Dinder Rabbanan? Sveika Drabbanan Lakula. If it all boils down to a Doraisa, so why do we say, on the third line of 22, after the three dots, Umasha Omer Gwar Sveikad Aban Lakula, or other things we can rely on, a cotton sometimes, a minor, in a Din Darabanan, and so on and so forth, and other things. So he says, yeah, at the last line of 22, Kozel, Neshekach Hisno. No, that's how they made the law. Darabanan built in those leniencies into the law. But that's how they made it. They made it. They're so fake, you don't have to, you can be Makel. You can rely on a cotton and so on. It's Zizel Das Harambam. There's a lot of there's important essays of Chanan Wasserman. Chanan Wasserman was the primary Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim. It was a yeshiva in Baranovich. He was murdered by the Nazis himself. So Chanan Wasserman, in one of his essays on this, in the Kovetz or Simon Tazayin, Simon Ches, he says, he quotes Reb Chaim, Reb Chaim Brisk, right? He says, B'shem quote more Rabbi Agon Reb Chaim Alevi Brisk, okay? He says something, come back to this. He says, everybody agrees that mitzvah l'shmo divrei chachamim, but it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. He interprets the point. It's got to be a mitzvah d'oraisa. Mitzvah min ha-Torah refers to that Yerushalmi. So these authorities are all of the position, at least in interpreting the Rambam. And but we say, we saw the Rabbi Yonah agrees, the Rambam looks like he agrees, that any time you violated the Rabbanan, indirectly you violated the d'oraisa. Now, that's a heavy duty. That means every time we violate the Rabbanan, I violate the Raisa. So not everybody takes it that far. I'll be full disclosure. The Mabit, in a work called Kirya Sefer, which is the comment on the Rambam, it's Hakdoma, source 24, the Mabit doesn't go quite that far. Okay, he says, yes, the Pasuk says Lo Sosser, and we have to listen, certainly he says we have to do what the Chacham said. But he says, Halava Lo Bot Bikaro El Dover Ze Elamisha Cholek Al Divrehim. Okay, somebody argues, he refuses to accept their right to make that legislation, okay, and he's going to do the opposite. That's when you violate the law of Lo Sosser. In other words, the Mabit's opinion in the Kiryas Sefer is that what we call a Zaken Mamre, that's somebody who in effect challenges the legislation, the ruling. Okay, you look at the next page, the second line. Av misha over al dover acham edivreim afilu shiavu b'mezid. But let's say I violated din d'rabbanan, even on purpose, I'm not considered to be violating the law of Lo Sosser. You hear? In other words, the Mabit, working within the Rambam, limits the Rambam. He's saying, yes, for sure, but we don't say that therefore every person who violates a din d'rabbanan, even is therefore indirectly violating Lo Sosser. Doesn't go that far. We have to listen. He's not arguing. He's explaining the Rambam. He's saying we have to listen to what the Chacham say. But as far as the violation of Lo Sosser, of not allowed to deviate from the Chacham, tell us, that's only somebody who deviates to the point that he, in effect, challenges the right of the Chacham to make that legislation in the first place, right? That you're not allowed to do. But again, on the second line of there on the second page, source 24, I don't say they're not allowed to. I eat the cheese and meat. I'm sorry, cheese and chicken. I'm tempted as I eat. I give it to my Yitzhahara. I'm not denying that the Rabbanah made the law, but okay, I give it to my Yitzhahara. So there, I'm not in violation of Lo Sosser. You hear that? He said, Mabit doesn't want to go quite as far. Ain't over allows that. He doesn't go that far. Here, so it's an important limitation that he's saying that it's still have to listen to Chachamim. I'm not allowed to eat cheese with milk with chicken. What's the chicken with cheese? Was that chicken cordon bleu? I think is with the melted cheese or something. I don't know. Anyway, so I eat it. So I'm not in violation of Lo Sosser. However, many point out it's nice for them a bit to say that, but the Aruch HaShulchan, for example, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Bichil Michal of Navardok, Bichil Michal Epstein of Navardok, is known for the Aruch HaShulchan, and that's a commentary on Shulchan Aruch. But he also wrote another work called Aruch HaShulchan HaOsid, where he discusses all the laws. And the Shulchan Aruch, as you know, only talks about halachas in a nogea nowadays, right? In the absence of Beis Hamikdash, there's nothing about karbonos in the Shulchan Aruch, nothing about tum and tara in the Shulchan Aruch, right? So those dinim don't apply today. The Aruch HaShulchan wrote, in addition to the regular Aruch HaShulchan, he wrote a work called Aruch HaShulchan HaOsid. So the Aruch HaShulchan HaOsid in Hilchos Mamrim, No bezin today, so it's not relevant now. That's why it's in the Aruch HaShulchan Aruch. Simon Samach Dalat Tzivches, he quotes this Mabit, this Kiryas Sefer, and he says that it's only Misha Cholek, Avala over second line 20 of Mishum Taiva, Eina over below Sosser. Someone has a Taiva, he gives it to the Yetzer Hara, will not violate Sosser. So the Mabit says that, but comes the Aruch HaShulchan Aruch and others, says, the Lo Mashma came in Loshan Rambam. That's the Kiryas Sefer is Chiluk, but the implication of Rambam is not like that. The implication of Rambam says the Aruch HaShulchan Aruch and others, he said, no, you violate Lo Sosser. And probably, I don't know which Rambam he's referring to, but probably he's referring to the Rambam writes in 26, Sefer HaMitzvahs, Shorish Aleph, right? The Shorish means the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs, before he lists and explains all the mitzvahs asay and mitzvahs los asay, has 14 Shoroshim, 14 principles or guiding rules, how he's going to decide whether to categorize something as a mitzvah or it's an independent mitzvah or it's subsumed under a different mitzvah. It is a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah. Anyway, in Shorish Aleph, the first of these principles, he writes 26. Kol Masha Amru Chacham LaSoso, the Kol Masha is here Mimenu Kvar Tziva Moshe Benu Sinai, and that's Al Pi Torah and so on and our pasuk, right? Lo Soser. So probably that's the Aruch HaShulchan. That sounds Kol Masha Amru. Doesn't say only if you challenge their right, like the Mabit says. Okay, the Mabit's important pasuk, Kriya Sefer, but the Aruch HaShulchan says it's not Masha like that for the Rambam.
It's so Masha says because. Yeah. Does the Rambam differentiate the way we do sometimes with kulas when it comes to the Rabbanon, or does he not do that?
He can, because he'll say that's what they were like in the Rosh Haran. He said that's how they legislate. That was built into the original Rabbanon rule. That the Rabbanon decided, yeah, we're making this rule, but we have a leniency if there's a soft.
Got it. Thanks.
Okay. Now, the Ramban disagrees with this whole Yisod. Number 27, it's a long Ramban, and I didn't even print even part of it, and it's long here too. But look at 27, Hasagas Ramban, the Ramban's, his critique of the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvah there in Shorish Aleph. He says, Hine Bekane, Vasona Meshach, Inyan Ladaber, Masharab, Matmio, Sonu. He says, the Rambam writes is astonishing. And he writes, he summarizes the position of the Rambam. Who's that Zal Sover? He says, respect. Sheyesh Bechla Lav, Delo Sosu, Kol Mashu, Medi Bechachamim. He says, it sounds like the Rambam is, not sounds like, it is. The Rambam is saying that whatever included under Lo Soser is everything which Rabbanan said. And he says, Bein Chain Mitzvahs, whether it's a mitzvah, Kigon Mikra Megillah and Erchanakah, right? They're not in the Torah, obviously. It happened later. That's the Rabbanan, but he said that's under Lo Soser. Or Hatakonos Hashogim, Kigon Bosar Of Bechala, Bsar Of Bechala, right? Poultry, chicken with milk. Okay, or shlius larayas, certain sexual restrictions beyond which the Torah, beyond immediate family and so on, or shalosh tfilas b'chol yom, davening 3 times a day, 100 brachas a day, lulav the rest of the week. According to the Torah, you only take the lulav the first day of Sukkot. We do it all week. That's the Rabbanan, right? And the shavuos, all the rabbinic prohibition of Shabbos and Yontav sheni begola, Tisha B'Av, all these things according to the Rambam, says the Ramban, kol ma sheyesos atamari tzavala shanachtum b'zhom lisnag debrem. The law of the Lo Sosser. And he quotes different places where the Rambam says this. We saw some of it. He says it over here, and he says it in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and he says it in Hilchos Mamrim. You skip down a little bit. And the Rambam says that if you don't do it, you become a Zaken Mamrim, you can put to death. So they skip down to where 6 lines before the end of the first paragraph. Okay, there in the Ramban says, he's building this huge wall around the words of the Chachamim. And he said, it's going to collapse. It's not true. He said, it's against the Gemara. He says, and he doesn't accept it, Josh, what I just said to you. You look through the Gemara. And they say it's where we have leniencies and other things. And he doesn't buy all that that he built in. Doesn't like it. Okay? He said, and we rely on a cotton and all these things. And he said, if they would never build it in, it was all from the Torah. How could they build it in? If it's from the Torah, they wouldn't build it in that way. And therefore, the Ramban says, exactly what the Rambam earlier we read said not to say. What then is Lo Sosser? I mean, it's a pasuk, and I said you can't deny it. No, look at the last paragraph, 27. When the Chachamim teach us by tradition what the Torah meant, then we have to listen. Or to the Drashim, Gzeira Shava, Binyan Av, Ushar Shoshe Midas, and so on. Over Mashmos, Lashon Hakos of Atzmo, Mechain Mashakibu, Halacha Lamoshe Misinai, Torah Shabbat Peh. That's what Lo Sos is talking about, but not the rules that the Rabbanan make up on their own. Okay, so that's an important machokas, the Rambam and the Ramban. It's interesting because before we said from the Drashas Haran, it looks like he agreed with the Rambam. In the Chidushe Haran, the Sanhedrin pay Zion of Alav Tirmasel Dvar Zuhalocha, Dvar Zuhalocha 28. He is operating with the word diktuk, which means precision. Okay, but he says the simple reading of what's going on in that Gemara is Shalo Kedive Harambam. We only consider to be violating the dikduk, the precision of the Rabbanan, when you go against something which is Mido Shatan Dreshes Pahan, which is Doraisa. Only when something's Doraisa. Again, something from a Kavachomer, something from Alachom Shmisinai, that's a Doraisa. So in that area, if you reject the Chachamim, then you're violating a Doraisa. Okay, that's when you're going. But he says, Shaloka Dive Harambam. And right over here, he thinks that the Rambam is very difficult because what happened to, Sveikad Rabban Lakula and so on. So he said, therefore, Rabbanu are not on the same level. Then he refers to Gemara and Shabbos, which we'll see shortly. And he says, whenever the Gemara makes a statement that you follow the Rabbanan, the mitzvah from the Torah, it doesn't really mean a mitzvah. It means an asmachta. It's an asmachta. In fact, he quotes that Gemara that we mentioned in Brachas back in source number 5, Yud Testament Beis. Kol milu d'rabbanon asmechino alav de lo saser. Says the Ramban, what's the word? I said the Ramban here, I mean, what? Asmechino. It's an asmachta. It's a hint. It's not a real teaching. It's an asmachta. Okay? And therefore, he said, Zui shitas Ramban, that's the opinion of the Ramban. Now, it's important to state that, so according to the Ramban, how do you know that we have to listen to Rabbanan? Okay, the Ramban has made a case that it's not from Lo Sosser. Lo Sosser is a violation. You're in violation of Lo Sosser only if you reject the Chachamim's, interpretation of Doraisas, of Psukim in the Torah, and Halacha Moshe Sinai, and stuff like that. Okay, so if it's not from Lo Sosser, so where do you get that from? That's what the Kovetz Shurim, okay, in the, again, Rav Chana Wasserman, in the Kuntres Divrei Sof from Simon Aleph, Oslamed Hey 29, he quotes the Ramban, and first, I'll just mention Ramban, he says, someone who violates the Rabbanan, when is a person in violation of Lo Sosser? So we mentioned before, he said, Ramban will agree that if a person will argue with the right of the Chachamim to interpret Psukim and so on and so forth, so that's a Porekol and so on, but if you violate Latelvon, you're not. But the question is, so where does it come from then? You have to listen to Rabban. As we ask the question, the title of the Shir is, why are rabbinic laws binding? So the Rambam would answer, it says Lo Sosser. Goodbye. Okay, it says Lo Sosser. Lo Sosser includes rabbinic laws. That's what the Rambam would say. The Ramban says Lo Sosser doesn't include rabbinic laws. It only includes those things which the Chachamim interpret as Doraisa, right? Halacha Moshe Sinai. So where do you know that the Rabbanan you have to listen to the Rabbanan? It's a different approach. It's Reb Tzadok, the famous Reb Tzadok Gaon of Lublin, in an essay called Meshiv Tzadok Os Mem. He quotes the Ramban. He says, Ramban can't be saying you don't have to listen to Rabbanan, that it's up to each of us to decide whether to observe mitzvah to Rabbanan. It can't be. So where does it come from? Not from the Torah. So he says, apparently, near this end of the first line of 30, near the sphere lay the dover zeh kabbalah mipiyah shmua. Halacha l'moshe misinai. It's halacha l'moshe misinai. It's part of our oral tradition that the Rabbanan have the right to legislate. We have to follow. It's not in Torah. It's not part of Lososer. Lososer. Shechachomim rushayim lahosif takana sumitzah sugzeres. The Tzadok posits that it's halacha l'moshe misinai. It's part of our oral tradition that the Chachamim, it's not included in the Lososer. But the Ramban is not saying you don't have to listen to the Chachamim. Ramban is not saying that the rabbinic laws are not binding. They are binding. By what authority, if not by Lo Sosser? By authority of Halacha Moshe Sinai. Okay? And he's saying, Kayeshomer Gam Achiv Lishma, Umepi Kabbalah, it's part of our oral tradition. And it's part of the Torah Shabbat Peh Mekubal Lemoshe Sinai. Okay? And that's why, you know, maybe the Rabbanan, the tradition was that it's not as strict, go back to Josh's question, it's not as strict as a derisive, therefore we can make up by suffering and so on. That's what Tzadok says. It's interesting, the Ruchana Wasserman has a little different angle. In the Kovetz Shurim, Kuntres Divrei Sof from there in Siman Aleph and Os Lamed Aleph and Lamed Beis, he says that maybe it's as follows. He says, you know, there is a, the din of look at the beginning of Lamed Aleph, he says, Avol mikol mokon lamanam furush medib Rabban shagam hu sover shen itztavi sol besina shekabla mitzvahs bezan agorol. Ramban also agrees you have to accept the mitzvahs. And he wants the positive. It may even come from lo sosu, just that you're not in violation of lo. It comes from a pia Torah she'erucha. What's the difference? What's the difference? He says, it's beprat, beklal, and not beprat. In other words, there is a general mitzvah to listen. The Ramban can even agree that it's a daraisa. There's a general mitzvah. There's a general mitzvah to listen to chachamim. The specifics that I have to take the lulav the rest of the week of Sukkot, or that I have to light Hanukkah candles, that's the Rabbanon. That's where Sfeika Rabbanon, Lekul, and so on. There's a general, that's he says, Beprat, Bezebe, Klezebe, Prat, the Raisa, Beprat, Bezebe, Klal. Okay? So he says, really, in a certain sense, it is Dorais, even the Ramban will say. Okay? So, and in fact, he quotes Reb Chaim in Lamed Beis, Reb Chanan does, he says, again, I love this, he says, let's say I go ahead and I violated the Rabbanon. Let's say I write on Shabbos. So what did I violate? I violated Hilchos Shabbos. I violated Shabbos. Okay, I wrote on Shabbos. What if I violated the Rabbanon on Shabbos? I didn't violate Shabbos. I violated the law of listening to Rabbanon. You follow that? That's Reb Chaim that spelled it out. He says, Ula Dugma, right? He says the difference. When it's a Doraisa, something is Osa Mitzar Atzmo. Right, overal divrei and overal tzibur as a aval ein bohen isur mitzad atzman. You didn't violate the act; is not usher. What you did was you went against the rabbanon and said it. He said, "Well, duma shvus the divrein, right, the rabbinic prohibition of Shabbos ein bohen midoraisa isur Shabbos kol. I did not violate Shabbos doraisa. But you hear what he's saying? We don't go so far to say, well, since it's under lo sosur, so if I violate Shabbos midrabbanon, so indirectly I violated Shabbos doraisa. No, okay. I violated Shabbos midrabbanan. What doraisa did I violate? Not Shabbos. If I write on Shabbos, what doraisa did I violate? I violated Shabbos doraisa. If I touch, I move a pen on Shabbos, mukta, which is drabbanan, what did I violate? Doraisa? Not Shabbos. Okay, I violated the din to listen to drabbanan.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
That chiluk, couldn't that still be in an underlying way, couldn't that be what all the past sources even agree on? Because...
So yes, it is possible, and ends up that's a big difference in the Ramban. Yeah, yeah. It's very possible. It's possible. It doesn't look like that really. It looks like the Rambam. Again, we'll see later. Reb Chaim says that according to the Rambam, you violated Shabbos.
Oh, okay.
You violated Shabbos Rabbanon. Right, Reb Chaim says it, but you don't have to accept that necessarily. Another interpretation, interesting. Reb Shimon Shkop in the Shari Yosher. Shar Aleph, Shar Sfeikas, Perek Zion, Oz Tzadi Zion, 32. He says the difference in the Rambam and the Ramban is according to the Rambam, right? Min HaTorah Adam Muzharon L'Kaim Kol Mashin Stav Alena De Chazal. And the Ramban limits it. The Ramban says, no, that's only when they interpret the Torah and so on and so forth. Everything we said. He says, but on third line, towards the end of the third line, 32, Ma Ma'od Ani, Hineni Tomal Zeh, Hei Tochen Shemichom L'Shpov Kol Divi Chazal Mibaladeh Azar HaTorah. So if it doesn't say it in the Torah, who says we have to listen to Chazal? Who's gonna hold us accountable? Okay, if it's not from the Torah, so where's it from? So he says basically, perhaps it's mikomiasechel. It's from logic. It's from svara. Okay, it's a din from the svara that the chachamim tells us we have to point. I mean, the Torah tells us we have to point chachamim and we have to listen to chachamim. So mistama and misvara, they have to listen to what they say. Otherwise, what are they there for? And in a similar vein, the Rambam elsewhere in the Kovet Shurim, in that same Kutches Divrei Sofer Siman Aleph, Os Tezvav Thu Yurches, says again, he asks the same Kasher Gushim. He says, V'tema Gedola, Din Kain Me'ez Atam Anu Chavim L'Shmolehem. If it's not from Lo Sosur, so why do we have to listen to Rabbanon altogether? Okay, if there's no Tzivu in the Torah, who's going to tell us? What do you mean? Okay, so he says, no, he brings an example in Tezayin. He said, like, you know, when Moshe Rabbeinu smashed the Luchos, when he came down, he saw the people were worshiping the Egel Azov, so he broke the Luchos. So was that a good thing to do or not a good thing to do? Right? So the Torah says that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me Yashakoch, so to speak. That's the last Rashi in Chumash. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Yashakochacha Asher Shibarta. Right? Asher Shibarta, Yashakoch Shibarta. Did Hashem tell him to do it? No, but it's the Ratzon Hashem. So that's what Chana writes. He says, sometimes we have things which are Ratzon Hashem. It's not specifically written, but we know it's the Ratzon Hashem. So that's what the Mitzvah Rabbanon are. It's the Ratzon Hashem. That's what Ramban will say. It's Ratzon Hashem Yisborah, right? And therefore, whenever we follow the Ramban and say, it says in Yurchaz, Hari Anu Mekayimin was there Ratzon Hashem Yisborah. Certain things, right? Not everything is written. Not everything is legislated directly. Certain things we can intuit and figure out are the Ratzon Hashem. And that's what the Chacham are empowered to do, to figure out the Ratzon Hashem. So therefore, when we follow it, we do the Ratzon Hashem. I also printed in 34, Tshuvas Mincha Shlomo, Rosh Hashanah on Arbach, Tinyana, Simon Nunches, in some editions in Gimel, in Oz Gimel. He talks about a bracha, lav of lo saser, and he also mentions this difference between a general and a specific. Okay, but then he refers to Ner Chanukah, and he says there's a difference also between the Rabbanans and the Rabbanans. He says sometimes the Rabbanan is to protect the Doraisa, right? Not eating chicken with milk because they want to eat meat with milk. Ner Chanukah is not to protect the Doraisa. Ner Chanukah, so it has no lulav the rest of the week. Is not to protect a Doraisa, but it's an extension of an already existing Doraisa. Right? That's not the same thing as Nechanakah, which is out of clear blue sky. So he makes that distinction. So there is another Pasuk to bear in mind, which we'll see in a second, the Gemara speaks about. Pasuk later in Chumash Dvarim, here in Hazinu, Perek Lamed Beis of Dvarim, Pasuk Zayin, Tzchoyim Os Olam Bina Shalos Tovador, Sha'al Avichav Yageid Chazekenech Av Yom Alach. Ask your elders, they'll tell you, I'm sorry, ask your parents, they'll tell you, ask your elders, they'll explain it to you. And Rashi says, who's Sha'al Avichav? In Rashi in Zion 36, Elo HaNeviim. And who is Zekenecha Ela Chachamim? Torah is telling us, ask the Nevi'im, ask the Chachamim. So the Gemara has the famous question, Shabbos Chof Gimel Mer Aleph, talking about Ner Chanukah 37. My Mevarach, what bracha do we say on Ner Chanukah? The Gemara says, we all know, Asher Kedishanam Zasov Etzon Lahadak Ner Shal Chanukah. Ask the Gemara, really? What do the words mean? Hashem sanctified us with the mitzvahs, and he commanded us to light Chanukah candles. Ask the Gemara, really? Vehechan Tzivona, where did he command us to light Chanukah candles? I understand a bracha, Asher Kedishanam Tzavzah Alachilas Matzah. Okay, I have a pasuk that tells you eat matzah. It's a pasuk put on tefillin. But where does it say in the Tahakim? It's a lie. We get up 8 nights of Hanukkah, we say something, it's a lie. It's not true. We say, blessed are you, Hashem, who commanded us to light Hanukkah. Ask Gemara, where did he command us? Mehechon Tzivonu. How can we say such a thing? So Rav Avi Omar, our pasuk, lo sasa, no, like that. And Rav Nechemi quotes the pasuk, Shal Avichav Yagevcha, right? And Rashi explains earlier, Hechon Tzivonu, Lav Daraisi, right? Now, the Rambam, Lashitos, explains, right? The Rambam says in Perek Yud Aleph Hichos Brachos Alach Gimel, points out there are many mitzvahs to Rabbanu we make brachos on. Right? I make brachos on Til Shadayim. My Torah never says you have to wash before eating bread, right? We make a bracha on Til Shadayim. So how do we do that? Hechon Tzivonu b'Torah. Okay, so he says that's all under, and Ner Chanukah he mentions, all under Lo Saser. Okay? Here's a quote, Lososi, he quotes Asher Yom Lechotasa, the first part of the Pasuk, which the Kesef Mishnah explains because he prefers to talk with the Asseis. Asher Yom Lechotasa. But it's the same idea. The Rambam says, all the mitzvahs to Rabbanan, we make brachas on all the mitzvahs to Rabbanan, right? Even though it's not written in the Torah, because it's all under Lososer. Okay, and the Kesef Mishnah explains that he prefers that to Shalavich Yagedcha and so on. Now, the Ramban, in his Asogas there, again, he says, no way can I, when Ner Chanukah, Mikra Megillah come under Lo Saser. Okay? He said, it doesn't come under Lo Saser. So he said, actually, he says, like we said before, okay, all of the only thing that's under Lo Saser are things which are Iker B'Torah. Okay? Ava, the fifth line there, 41, Ava Mitzvahs Mechudashos, brand new mitzvahs, he prefers Shalavicha, that's his Lashitaso. He prefers the second opinion of the Gemara, Shalavicha V'Yagedcha. And maybe according to Rabban, that's the source of why we left to listen to the Rabbanan. Not from the Lo Saser, because he said Lo Saser doesn't include that. He rejects, again, we're back in source in 37, the Gemara Shabbos, Chav Gimel Mod Aleph, we had a Machokas in the Gemara of what the Iker source is that we have to listen to Rabbanan in terms of the Bracha, Sheker Shalom Zawetziwanu. So Rabban prefers the second Rosh. That's Lashitasa, right? He says, Shalavich V'yageidcha. Okay? Now, the Rosh Ritva, there in Shabbos, Chav Gimel Mod Aleph, Demas Chav Nachman, wonders, you know, 1 second. So, why Taka? We should have that Machokas all the time. Why is it only brought up here with regard to Ner Chanukah? We should have that same Machokas by every Rabbanan. Right, once is Lososa, once is Shalavicha. So he said, because again, the some who don't want to bring Lososa over here because it has no root in the Torah at all. Right, Shaini Mitzvah and Shemi Kabbalah Torah. Okay, now the problem is Shalavicha Yagecha is not the greatest pasuk either because that doesn't seem to be talking about mitzvahs at all there. At least
would the punishment for Ner Chanukah not doing the Asay, but if the Asay is based on a Lotasay, what would the punishment situation be?
So I don't know. So according to Ramban, for sure you wouldn't get punished. According to Ramban, you would. According to Ramban, for sure not. Okay, it seems to me. The problem with Shalavicha V'Yagedcha is, you know, at least by Lo Saser, it's talking about mitzvahs, like the first thing we started with in our Sedra. Right, talking about somebody who has a shaila in halacha, so you go to the bezin. Shaila bichri agir chas, talking about history. Zechor yomos olam, right? It's a very, very strange kind of. It's not talking about dinu drabanan, and no moneh hamitzvahs count that as a mitzvah. So again, there's a discussion by the Kiryas Sefer and his Hagdoma, okay, who now elaborates a little bit on the Ramban. So he says, he quotes the Ramban. And he says that the Zaken Mamre is not going on somebody who goes against what the Chacham said. Everything's on Smachta. All the things we said, okay? And it would not be in violation at all. So he's really just talking about your issue about the punishment. He says only on Smachta. Okay. But getting back to the question mentioned before, the Rama's position. So look in source 44, the Kudrat Divrei Sofer Ruchanan Siman Aleph Sivchav. Im Kain Kol Aisurin Shal Divrei and Shal Nemru Kal Afilu Bermiza Ela Shal Yodim Divrei Chacham Shekachu Ritzoni Yisbrok Shmahin Kalin Od Yos Midon Nevada Midrash Mitar Shal Peh. They may be more lenient because it's Ratz on Hashem, it's maybe more lenient. Okay, and that's why we also find, he says, sometimes there are Gzeres Chachamim even before Matan Torah or Arayana Kotten. If you accept this view, we understand why there's certain leniencies. However, look what he said the next page. Chavbeis, Avol, Lefi Anal, one second, yeah. Lefi Anal, that it's Ratz on Hashem, okay, once the Chachamim made the Gzera, so look what he writes in the end of Chav Gimel, he quotes a pasuk Yirmiyo, Yeshlosha Chelke Torah, is an important line, the end of Chav Gimel, okay, so there are three parts of Torah, Aleph, Hanikrot Tzivoy, some of the direct commandment, Beis Hanikra Dibur, something which the Torah speaks about, but not necessarily formulates it as a tzivoy. Maybe that's what's on Hashem. And the third thing he says in Gimel, She'ein alav lo tzivoy lo dibur, ela just what's on Hashem bavad. And that's all the mitzvah d'rabbanan. So that's how he categorizes it. I just want to mention there's another important Drash HaSaran, which builds on a pasuk in Koheles, okay, based on also Gemara in Erevin, which seems to say that from some perspectives the d'rabbanans are even stricter than the Rises. Because the pasuk Kohel is the end of the Sefer Perek Yud Beis. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Divrei Chacham Kedorvonos. The words of Chacham, Dorvon is like a cattle goad. You put the animal's head in it. It holds it in place, holds things in place. Umasmeros are we call it, the nails. You know, they're banged in place. V'yosem ebni yizohar asos from harbe en kates. So what exactly is going on in these psukim? So Rashi says, 46, the shogim of the chacham are very precise. They keep a person away from an avera, like an animal goad keeps the animals in where they're supposed to be standing. Or it's like a nail holds something in place. I look at Rashi Yud Beis. So if you have all these dinim, we have to follow the chachamim, right? Bini Hizoyer, Yud Beis, Hizoyer, Lishmor, Dir Chacham, Im Tomar, Im Yesh, Bem Tzorach, Lama Lo Nichtavu. So why Taka weren't, if all these rabbinic laws are so important, why weren't they written down? I mean, what do we have to have the question, you know, why are rabbinic laws binding? Who needs rabbinic laws to begin with? Who needs them? Right, why Rabbi Shatar should have written everything down? No, Asos from Harbe and Kate, it's impossible. Why are we going to write that? Any legal system, you can't write every single possible case. Right? It's not possible. And that's how the Gemara in Erevin says in Chof Alav and Beis. Zor b'divrei sof miyos b'divrei Torah. And he says, Kolor b'divrei sof m'chayev misa. Okay. And that becomes, in a certain sense, even more important based on a different pasuk in Koheles, Perek Yud, pasuk Ches. Chofer gomos bo yipol, chofer gomos bo yipol, you dig a hole, you'll fall into it. Poritz geder, you break the fence down, you'll get bitten by the snake, right? And Rashi says in Koheles, Perek Yud, pasuk Ches, poritz geder, siog, shalachacham, lavar al divrayim. Okay, so based on this, there's a drush laran again, a drush zion. The hours are late, so I'm not going to go into great detail here, but it's an interesting drush of Aran. You should look at it. It's not all interesting. And I don't claim expertise in all of it, but the interesting work. He says, he perhaps, Asmach quotes Shalavicha, and he distinguishes him near Chanukah, which has no source in the Torah, to other things. We do have a source in the Torah, some of the things we said. Okay. But look what he says for our purposes now, about halfway down, the Zuha Memra. Look what he says. She'achar she'kashe yaskimu chacham agzera achas, tia miyad kilu nemra lemoshe mipiagvur. The Ran writes, and that's why Drosh Harani seems to agree with the Rambam. Once the Chacham says something, it's as if it was written in the Torah. As if it was written in the Torah. Okay? And he says, that's why sometimes we find a very stringent punishment for the Rabbanan. And it quotes that Gemara in Erevin, Yechayev Misa. And he says, that's strange. You're not Chayev Misa in the Torah. Why should this be more? So he says, because it's a bizayon. You're rejecting something the Torah sets up. That's the rest of that Ryan. You should take a look at it inside. I'm going to say it outside, right? When I violated Doraisa, I violated what the Torah says. Okay, so I ate, not okay. I mean, I ate treif, I ate comments on Pesach, whatever I did. Okay, I violated that specific thing. But I'm not mevatel the whole Torah. Not mevatel the whole Torah. I just gave in and did this Avera. But if you don't listen to Rabbana, it's like you're mevatel the principle of the entire Torah. And it's interesting just how far this goes. Okay, at 52, I quoted a tshuva from Yehuda Asad, Yehuda Yala, Chelek Aleph, Or HaChaim, Simon Samech Dalad. You know, the Nogea this time of year, that's why I printed the loads. We're coming very close to the end of it. You know, a lot of times in the summertime, people make a 7 o'clock minyan, right? By the time it's a Friday night. By the time the 7 o'clock minyan is over, you're walking home at 7:45, 8 o'clock, you might make Kiddush. It's still light outside, still sunny, right? Now, if Kiddush is Doraisa, can I say, let's assume that adding on to Shabbos is a mitzvah d'rabbanan, that's what the Rambam holds. As many hold the rice, it's not a problem, but let's say it's only d'rabbanan. Can I be Yotze Kiddush at a time that's only Shabbos d'rabbanan? Can I be Yotze mitzvah Kiddush d'raisa? Many of us probably do it. That's what he's bothered by. And he says, yes, because even though Tosefet Shabbos is only d'rabbanan, but at this point, because of the love of Lo Sosor, according to the Rambam, it takes on almost a d'raisa quality, and therefore it can be Yotze Kiddush. Yeah? That's how far it goes. That's what he says. And he says the last words of 52, the Dalad Pei Cheshes, the Divrei Pi Chachamim Chain. The words of the Chachamim, this Chachamim is charming. According to the Rambam, yeah. Okay, now I don't know whether the Rambam would agree or not, but according to the Rambam, certainly. Okay, now just a few other things. I mentioned before, Josh, this goes back to your question. I'm sorry, Rabbi Blackstein, goes back to your question. Here in the Kundras Division, so from Siman Aleph, Oslam and Beis, 53, the Rambam will hold that if you violate a Drabbanon of Shabbos, you violate a Shabbos. The Rambam will hold like that. Or you violate Chometz, you violate Chometz. That's what he holds. Okay. Okay, and again, there are Chashuch and Osir, Chosmam, Siman, Samachel, So Zion, discuss at different times. Types of Drabbanon. Okay, we don't have time for all that. The Rishalmin Brachas Parakala Balacha Dalad. He says, Divrei Sofer, no, all more Chomer. Again, along the line I've been saying over here. I just want to finish off with a couple of other points. There's an important Mesher Chochma here in our Parsha. Source 57, the Mesher Chochma, and here in Parsha Shoftim, Torah Parakid Zayin, this Pasuk Aleph. He says, I want to explain the Rambam's position. He says, I understand the Ramban disagrees, and he writes, you know, he writes in the third line in 57, Anochi offer ve'efer tachas raglav. I'm like dust and dirt under the Ramban's feet. But I got to say, I think the Rambam's right in this one. I mean, he has great respect for Ramban. But he said, Kilshikol daiti emes k'divei Rambam. And he says, because many things with the Chacham, the Torah, you know, the Torah wanted that its words and its laws should be forever. But the Torah knew, says the Rambam, says the Moshe Chochma, that over the centuries and over the millennia, things are going to come up, things are going to change, things are going to write Yischadish and Yonim Syogim, Azharos Chumros Ashiu Zmaniim. Times are changing. Times change. So the Torah built in, there has to be a mechanism, says the Mesher Chochma, to deal with that. And halachas when things come up. I mean, who talks? You know, who talked 50 years ago about someone on a life machine, you know, a respirator or whatever, and these shilas, or about when electricity started. Right, the Torah knew, Chodesh Baruch Hu knew that in history things are going to come up, so therefore it was given over to the Chacham, and there has to be the right of the Bezin to legislate. All right? It has to be that way. And that's the Ratzon Hashem, so to speak. And that's the way the Torah is Nitzchi. Right? The Torah is eternal, because it's not going to have every single part. The Torah is written, but it's meant to be for all time. So they had to build in the possibility of, and he also makes this distinction between the Dabar Prati, Dabar Kali, like we mentioned. Okay, now, he says that similar to, the Torah tells you have to listen to the Melech. It doesn't tell you everything the Melech says. When he says it, that's when he listens. He says the same thing over here. Anyway, it's an important Mesher Chochma. We have time to read it. Just also to point out, it's very interesting. The Yerushalmi, you know, we mentioned before about Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. How can you say a bracha shekel shalom hadlok Ner Chanukah or Ner Shul Chanukah? Because it's not Hechon Tzivana, so we gave it Teretz. The Gemara gave it Teretz because of Lo Sosor or Shalavidcha. But just be aware, I wanted to bring to your attention, the Yerushalmi in Sukkah Paragimel Alecha Dalad, and I printed them before Shem there also, say that when we take the lulav the rest of the week, you know what bracha you say? Not al tils lulav. Al mitzvah zekenim. Every derabbanan He talks about the Hanukkah there, and they distinguish Hanukkah maybe, you know, is different because the brand new mitzvah as opposed to this is an extension of a mitzvah. But it's just interesting. There's such a nusach al mitzvah sekenim. When you fulfill a mitzvah rabbanon, you don't say on that mitzvah. That you can only say when it's a deraisa. Okay? But that's an interesting chilek. Again, we don't paskin that way, but I think it's an interesting chilek to be aware of that Yerushalmi and Sukkah, that you don't make a bracha al tislo, because the attack is no bracha. There's no tzivu v'tzivon l'hadli. It was to listen. Now, the Rambam, we saw earlier, the Rambam said, what's the mitzvah? To listen to the Rabbanan who said to light Hanukkah candles, right? I mean, that's that Rambam. Back in source 39. The bracha is Asher Kiddushan Dosov Shetziva Behen Lishmo Me'elu Shetzivon Ladik Neshul Hanukkah. They told us to listen to the Chachama who said to light Hanukkah. So then we shorten it, light Hanukkah. But the Rishami is a different text. Also, an interesting thing, and this is another chilek. The Ksav Sofer and Tshuva Chilek Arachayim Simchof Aleph 61 says, when you do a doraisa, sheyamin belibo ki mitzvah Hashem, you have to have in mind that it's a mitzvah Hashem. You have to believe it in your emunah, and that's from Hashem. When you do a darabonan, yamin shetzivonu Hashem below saser. We don't say the nusach of a mitzvah zekenim. The ksav sofer says you keep in mind you're doing a darabonan. There are other technical differences. The Nesivos has a famous difference in the Chosh Mishpats in Reish Lamed Dalet Tzivkot and Gimel. He says if you violate a doraisa b'shogeg, okay, it's a shogeg, but you need kapora. You need to tell him, what if I violated drabonon b'shogeg? He says be'isur drabonon ain tzarch shum kapora. Hila lo avar dami. I did it b'shogeg, right? What kapora? I didn't violate anything in the Torah. And I didn't not listen to the Chachamim because it was an accident. It was Meshogeg. I didn't know the Chachamim made such a rule. I never heard that there was such a Xavier the Rabbanon. So I can't say I violated. What did I violate? I didn't violate the Raisa. I didn't violate. So that's what he says. You don't need Kapora. Rabbi Yosef Engel and others. Yosef Engel is an Esrim, the Raisa, Klal Yud, 63 also, Alam de Shechilik. He says the Chachamim don't have the right on a Cheftza to say this is a cheftzah shel iser. The Torah can say, chametz on Pesach is aser, it's a cheftzah shel iser. The Rabbanan do not have the authority to take an item and declare this aser. The Rabbanan can rule for the gavra, you can't eat this. You hear the chilek? That's the Yosef Engel and others write this. Okay? They can't declare something aser. Okay? They can't say this is tevil. They can say you can't eat this. Right, so there are differences, perhaps even according to the Rambam. One other pasuk to bear in mind is the pasuk, and this will finish mamish. Sorry, going from it's over, but the pasuk in end of Achrimos, last pasuk in the Sedra, Perek Yud Ches of Vayikra and pasuk Lam, the last pasuk Achrimos says Ushmartem es Mishmarti. And Rashi there says Lahazir Bezin Al Kach. What is Ushmartem es Mishmarti? Famous one, Yevamos Chof Alaf and Alaf Asu Mishmeres le Mishmarti. Safeguard my rules, right? It's written by Arias, so fine. That's the mission Perkov, it's the very first mission. Perek Aleph Mishalov. What does it say? Asu Siagla Torah. Asu Siagla Torah. Make safeguards. Okay, what does that mean? The Bartanura says in 69, Gedda Shal Yav Aliga Bishat Torah. Make rules to protect yourself. But it's interesting, okay, based on the Gemara that says Kadosh Asma Mutalov, says the Mesil Sisharim. And last source, 72, the Gemara Chof Aleph Nivom says, sanctify yourself with what's mutter. The Mesil Sisharim points out in Perek Yud Gimel, he says, you know, this rule, even though Rashi said on the Pasuk of Ushmartem is Mishmarti, Rashi in 65 said it's talking to Bezin, they should make safeguards. But the Mesil Sisharim writes, the truth is, though, everybody should do it. Make your own personal safeguards. If you find yourself tripping up with Avera X, Y, and Z, so make safeguard A, B, and C to protect yourself, right? So it's a double thing. There's a mitzvah on the Drabanan, there's a mitzvah on the Bezin to make safeguards for all of Klal Yisrael. Okay, that's true. But there's a mitzvah on every individual. Every individual should figure out if you're tempted to do an Avera, okay? This pasuk really, each individual, based on whatever personal challenges you may have. We all have challenges with mitzvahs and averes. So set yourself up to be successful. Make your own safeguards, okay? But the Gemara also says, but it's also the job of the Bezdin who are acting on behalf of Klal Yisrael. They make zeres that they feel that the entire tzibur needs. certain things and not every person can live up to, right? Certain things, each person, that's what he says. But they have an opportunity to read through the Siddur Milsei Sharm because he's telling us that Asum Mishmeres Mishmarti, really, everybody should do things to protect yourself from violent derises. It's an important message, I guess, for Chodesh Elul, right? You know, that we should all do things that you know, that'll protect us from violent averis and inspire us to do mitzvahs. Whatever I think, whatever you think, we're all different. The Chachamim then went ahead and did certainly what they felt the entire tzibur needed. Okay, that's what the Mesuzah Sharm drives at. So that's what the Rabbanan did. And once they do that, the laws of the Rabbanan are binding, whether it's Kadav Losos or not, so that we discussed. But certainly the laws of the Chacham are binding, especially if it's the safeguards of the Torah. But even as we said, even when the Rabbanan instituted something, you know, for good reason, they have to have good reason, they can't stop and do it. You know, the Gemara says when they wanted to institute Mikra Megillah, it wasn't, oh, okay, let's make another mitzvah. No, there was a whole discussion about it. Do we have the authority? It wasn't so posh. Rabbanan didn't do things out of clear blue sky. Okay? Looks like Mikra Megillah was the first actual, you know, takana, which wasn't to protect anything. But anyway, for a discussion at a different time. And anyway, these are some insight in the mitzvah of Rabbanan and the Issa of Lo Sosser. Sorry, I went a few minutes over. I wish everybody a good Shabbos.
Shabbos.